This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Sports presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going
to
say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so staggeringly awesome and unapologetically original, you won't know what hit you.
Do you ever just get down on your knees and thank God that you know me and have access to my dementia?
Featuring the man himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else who's always exaggerating, he's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. It's not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Week 18, NFL Sunday. Time flies when you're having fun. Final Sunday of the NFL regular season, and a happy and merry one to you and yours. It is You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff. Nick Kostos here with you on Westwood One Sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. So much to do today. Week 18, Sunday, in the National Football League. And it is a weird week, as it is each and every Week 18, formerly Week 17 in the National Football League. Only a couple games actually matter in terms of playoff positioning, who's going to make the postseason. We have a bunch of teams with no motivation to win today, sitting star players in these games. So there's a lot going on. We're going to sift through all of it, getting you, the listener, and you, the viewer, set to bet and hopefully win and watch the games and hopefully get smarter today, Week 18 in the National Football League. It Moved is coming up next segment. I'll go through every single game today, how the side and total has moved throughout the week, and there has been a ton of side and total movement in these games, as per usual, on the final Sunday of the NFL regular season. Best Bets will close the show, and I will give you prop thoughts as well for all the games today. And today's edition of You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff, only 60 minutes long, so we go and sprint to the finish line here today and hit you with everything you need to know as we get set for Wild Card Weekend next weekend in the NFL. And we will begin with what we saw last night, with two games of pretty significant consequence as far as the NFC playoffs are concerned. We saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Carolina Panthers 16-14, which did not clinch Tampa the NFC South championship. The actual NFC South title game will be played today in Atlanta with the Falcons and the Saints, and neither Atlanta nor New Orleans can win the division. Maybe the dumbest division in the history of the National Football League, the 2025 NFC South. So we'll break down the Panthers and the Bucks and tell you what to expect from today and the Falcons and the Saints coming up later this segment. But we'll start with last night, the last game last night, as the Seattle Seahawks absolutely stuff Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan, and the San Francisco 49ers offense into a locker. Seattle beats the Niners on the road 13-3. And now, Seattle and slinging Sammy Darnold, NFC West champions, the number one seed in the NFC playoffs, and home field advantage throughout. Seattle and Sam Darnold and Mike McDonald will only have to win two home playoff games to get to Super Bowl 60. What an unbelievable performance this was last night by the Seattle Seahawks defense. And however you didn't watch the game, however good you think it is looking at the box score, it was actually better. And keep this in mind. San Francisco, the offense for the Niners, punted in the month of December two times. Punted twice in the entire month of December, the San Francisco 49ers. Last night against Seattle, 173 yards of total offense, 4.1 yards per play. And if you're new to the National Football League and you're wondering, hey, is 173, 4.1, is that any good? No, it's really, really bad. Really bad from a Niners offense that had been white hot. And Brock Purdy, who had been playing sensational football, got the crap kicked out of him last night by this ferocious and tenacious Seattle Seahawks defense. Including on the final play of the game when really, like, he shouldn't have even been in the game. Like, they're down by 10 in the closing moments. Like, they're not going to be able to come back and win San Francisco. And Brock Purdy gets, for, like, the wrestling fans out there, there used to be a tag team in ECW back in the day, the Eliminators, with Cronus and Saturn. And their finishing move was total elimination, which was one guy goes high and sweeps the legs from behind, and the other one kicks the guy in the face from up high. So you get down low and up high. And that's basically what happened to Brock Purdy. Total elimination on the final Niners play last night. And he's lying there on the ground in a heap. And I'm thinking, like, he going to be able to play in the playoffs? Like, did Purdy just get hurt here on the eve of the postseason for the San Francisco 49ers? Now, Kyle Shanahan says in the postgame press conference for the Niners that it was just a stinger, which makes me think of Tony Schiavone. It's sting! So just a stinger for Brock Purdy. Feels like Purdy's going to be okay for next weekend, wild card weekend, where the Niners will now have to go on the road, probably at the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But, man, injury added to insult for the Niners yesterday, where I bet Seattle in the game. I'm not surprised Seattle won. I am surprised by the degree to which Seattle's defense dominated this football game. And say what you want about Sam Darnold. And I've said a lot about Sam Darnold over the last couple years. This year, I've said a lot about Sam Darnold. He wasn't great last night in the win in San Francisco, but he also didn't make the critical error. He didn't throw the backbreaking interception. He tried at one point, but like it wasn't his fault. He tripped over his center's foot and almost fumbled a handoff that would have been really bad if the Niners had recovered it, potentially. But he didn't make the huge error. And that's really, if you're a Seahawk fan, a Seahawk bettor, you're watching this game last night, you bet on Seattle like I did, you're watching the defense play the way it is, it's really all they needed was for Darnold not to make the critical error. And he didn't. So I think he gets a lot of credit. Now again, was he great in the game? No. He's high on a lot of throws, and Jackson Smith and Jigba, who's going to win Offensive Player of the Year at this point, after what he did last night. JSN plucking some balls out of the sky with the greatest of ease on some Darnold misfires. So the receivers came to play for Sam Darnold last night. The run game was excellent with Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet. And that, coupled with the defense, gets Seattle over the finish line and to home field advantage in the NFC playoffs. And in a year, and you can say this about the AFC also, and I've been consistent and I've been saying this for a long time on You Better You Bet, whether on the weekend versions of the show or the show during the week, which is now weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Westwood One Sports. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. There is no one great team in the 2025, now we're into 2026, NFL season. Every single team is flawed in some way, and you can make the case, and you normally can't do this. You can actually make the case for a bunch of teams to potentially make a run and at least get to the Super Bowl, if not win it. So the fact that Seattle's got home field advantage, like, I don't think Seattle's that great, and I'll pound that point home in a moment. You can certainly say, like, Seattle deserves to be the favorite now, even if I don't think they're the best team. And that leads me here on You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff, Week 18 NFL Sunday. Nick Costos here with you on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM, to offer what I believe will be a contrarian opinion on this year's NFC playoffs. I'm guessing that you will not fully agree with me when I say this. You, the listener, you, the viewer. But I really think you should. I don't think either of these teams that played last night, the Niners or the Seahawks, I don't think either one is that great. I don't think either one is that good. Now, there's levels to this, right? Are they better than, like, the Raiders, the Giants, or the Jets? Of course, right? They are good teams. Of course they're good teams. You could even argue the Seahawks are a great team. But do I think the Seattle Seahawks are going to win the Super Bowl? Or the San Francisco 49ers are going to win the Super Bowl? Or that either team's even going to get to the Super Bowl? I don't. I don't think that. And I thought that before last night's game, and watching the game only reinforced that point for me and really drove it home. I don't think either one of the teams that we watched last night is a legitimate Super Bowl contender, and I don't think either will represent the NFC in Super Bowl 60. Both teams have a fatal flaw. For San Francisco, it's the defense. And yes, like, the offense was bad last night. Seattle's defense is great. You would expect San Francisco's offense to be better than this, generally, than it was last night. It's the defense for San Francisco that's going to be what costs it in the playoffs. That's going to cost the 49ers in the playoffs. The defense is bad. And I've said this a number of times since Micah Parsons tore his ACL for Green Bay, that Parsons gets hurt, he's out for the season, and we all cross the Packers off our list as a Super Bowl contender. But what about San Francisco, who lost Nick Bosa and Fred Warner for the season earlier in the season, right? Two future first ballot Hall of Famers gone. It's not even that the Niners' defense is bad because they're coached poorly. I think Robert Saleh, bad head coach, great defensive coordinator, or because the players are playing badly. It's like all the good players are hurt. And Troy Aikman and Joe Buck pounded the point home last night. They lost more players on defense due to injury last night. Like, they don't have the horses on the defensive side of the ball to get them over the hump. And is that unfortunate for Niners bettors and Niners fans and for the team and for the coaches, the players? Yes, it is. But as Frank Sinatra famously said, that's life. It is what it is. There's no way this Niners defense, who got ethered by the Bears last Sunday night and had to win that game 42-38, there's no way this Niners defense is going to put it together for three games, maybe all on the road, to get to a Super Bowl. And for the Seattle Seahawks, I'm not going to sit here and disparage their defense. On this show, on the weekend edition of the show, on the regular edition of the show, I said before the year, I took a little bit of flack for it. Some people agreed. I did take some flack. When I said, don't be surprised if we get to the end of the year and the Seattle Seahawks have the best defense in the NFL. Don't be surprised if that happens. Now, maybe Seattle's defense isn't number one. Maybe you want to say it's Houston. The Eagles have an awesome defense. Seattle's defense, certainly one of the best. And Mike McDonald, I don't think he'll win coach of the year. I think it's between Ben Johnson and Mike Vrabel at this point. But Mike McDonald's done an unbelievable job. And as I've been saying for quite some time, if you're a Baltimore Ravens fan, I'll bet you wish you had kept Mike McDonald and let go of John Harbaugh. Wouldn't you rather have Mike McDonald as the head coach of the Ravens right now? He's done a tremendous job. So if it's not the defense, that's the fatal flaw. And we like Seattle, especially even though I do think Jason Myers missed a couple kicks last night, including a 26-yarder towards the end of the game. That's a situation to watch as we enter the postseason. Because if your kicker's got the yips in the playoffs, that's bad news. So that'll be a story to watch. But if it's not the defense and it's not the special teams, you know, process of elimination, carry the ones, subtract by seven, it's Sam Darnold and this offense. JSN's awesome. Gray Zabel, the rookie guard, is great. The running backs are pretty good. I don't trust Darnold. Like, I'm sorry. I don't. And here's what's great about all of this. If you disagree with me and you buy into Sam Darnold and you think that Sam Darnold can beat the Rams, and I understand he did once already, but if you think in the divisional round he's outdueling Matthew Stafford, or they're going to beat the Eagles on Championship Sunday, I disagree. And I'll put my money where my mouth is. Darnold was not good in last night's game. All he did was not turn the football over. And all you need to do is look at the goal-to-go series at the start of the game for Seattle, where it's first and goal at the one. He takes a 10-yard sack, like the one thing you can't do, like Troy Aikman's apoplectic in the broadcast booth watching this. They eventually get it to fourth and goal from the four. He's got Zach Charbonnet wide open in the flat and doesn't throw the ball. And throws an incompletion to Cooper Kupp in the end zone. Where it's like, okay, they got away with it last night. Are you going to get away with that on Championship Sunday? Like, I don't think they will. So I don't think Seattle's going to the Super Bowl. The two teams that had to have been the happiest last night watching this result, the LA Rams and the Philadelphia Eagles. I think those are the two best teams in the conference. And both will play next weekend on Wild Card Weekend. And prior to last night, it looked like they might play against each other in the 3-6 matchup in the first round in Philly. But now, the Rams play Arizona today. They're a 2-touchdown favorite. If the Rams win, they're probably going to go to Carolina and be a 10.5-point road favorite in that game on Wild Card Weekend. And now the Eagles, instead of the Rams, probably get to play the San Francisco 49ers. The walking wounded, and who knows what Brock Purdy's health is going to be like in that game. For me, choose your fighter in the NFC, Rams or Eagles. It's not either team for me that played last night, the Niners or the Seahawks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Give you a couple minutes now on the Bucks-Panthers game in Tampa, which was, and look, the officiating is not the reason why Carolina lost the game, but the officiating was so bad last night. Absolutely miserable. And I don't think games are rigged, and I'm not saying that. It was incredibly one-sided in favor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the fact that we're still doing this in 2026, where we have a rules analyst in the booth like ESPN employs, this is like the televisual equivalent of the George Orwell novel 1984. Reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. Like, you just watched K-Dot trip over his own feet and pass interference get called erroneously, and here's the ESPN rules analyst to tell you, no, actually, it's pass interference. Like, are we serious here? Is this actually what's happening? Like, it can't be. It can't be what's happening. Officiating miserable in the Bucs-Panthers game. So Tampa wins. Great. Both teams are 8-9, Tampa and Carolina. By the way, shout out to the Panthers for covering the spread. Good teams win, great teams cover. We bet Carolina plus 3, they lose by 2, and thank you very much for that. Neither one of these teams is any good. And it is just chef's kiss that we get today in Atlanta. Kirk Cousins, not Michael Penix Jr., Kirk Cousins and the Falcons against, not Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck and the New Orleans Saints to determine who wins the NFC South. Absolute perfection, 10 out of 10, no notes. No notes. Absolutely love it and can't wait for that game coming up starting in a couple hours. And I'll give you my opinion on who's going to win that game in Atlanta. And I'm going to tell you how the side has moved and how the total has moved and what it means for how to bet that 4-5 matchup next weekend in the NFC playoffs. And we'll do that on the other side. So It Moved is coming up next here on You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff. We'll hit every single game on the board today. We look forward to that. Best bets will close the show, including thy royal props. Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.